Welcome back to R&R with Reagan and Reach. I'm Reagan.
And I'm Reach.
And happy 2025, guys. I know we did our New Year's episode, but that was pre-recorded.
I know.
So I haven't podcasted in the new year.
I literally forgot about it. I'm like, oh yeah, the podcast.
Literally.
Last night, I'm like, so are we recording tomorrow?
I know. I'm glad that we figured it out. But yeah, happy 2025, guys. Hopefully you've had a good few weeks of 2025 so far. Hopefully
the vibes are good. I know. I'm like, did you love taking Christmas down?
Yeah, I got home last night and I was like, Lawrence, we will be taking that tree down tonight. Literally. And so we took it down. It like feels empty.
In a good way though. Mm-hmm. That's what I love. I really do love that Christmas is at the end of the year and then January 1st, you're just like everything fresh out, start. Fresh start. Have totally. You done any deep cleaning? I mean, you got home literally yesterday.
Yeah, I literally got home yesterday, but Lawrence, luckily, was in, like, the most cleaning, organizing mood. Like, we got home, and I was like, okay, let's just at least unpack our stuff.
Yeah.
And he went into the bathroom. He started pulling everything out of the bathroom, like, going through things, throwing them away. I'm like, wait, are That's we hot. Doing this tonight? Literally, I'm like, are we doing this tonight? And he's like, yeah, like, I just want to go through everything. And I was like, okay. So then for a few hours, we literally just like deep cleaned. I already went through my closet. We got rid of two trash bags full of stuff. We went through our bathroom.
Did you donate it already?
I'm gonna go try to sell it and see what I can get. And then if I can't get what I don't
sell, you have
sell,
good stuff.
I'll go put to Play-Doh or to DI or something.
Yeah. Oh
but,
my gosh.
Yeah. Hopefully we can make some money off that.
I haven't gone through my shirts, but I went through my pants and I was like, holy, I have so many pants that I haven't worn. But yeah. I don't think I'm going to get rid of them. They're just, like, transition pants.
Of course.
Like, postpartum, it's, like, postpartum I was, like, a 12, 14, and then it was, like, a 10, and then it was, like, an 8, and now it's, like, a 6. And I'm, like, I have all these pants, but I'm, like, I'm going to have more kids, so I should just keep them.
Keep them, yeah, so you don't have to buy again. Yeah,
I know.
Totally.
There are a couple that I'm, like, these are so out of style. Like, I don't, I'm, like.
Yeah, that's how I felt, too, with some of mine. Or it just doesn't resonate with me anymore. I'm, like.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll never wear those. Yeah, I'm like, I'll never wear those again.
And if you haven't worn them in a year, I was like, goodbye.
Yeah, literally. Well, and Gap sent me literally white jeans, black jeans, dark blue jeans, and a light wash jean. So I was like,
oh, that's
so I just got all brand new jeans, so I don't need any of these.
Oh my
gosh. I know, I'm like, shout out Gap, love you.
That's amazing. While we were in Arizona, I thrifted like my little heart out. I went to every like Goodwill and Savers nearby, which I miss Goodwill so, so much living in Utah. Like,
why don't they have them?
There's only, like, two, and it's, like, in Salt Lake. It's, like, so sad.
Ugh.
It's so sad. But, yeah, I went to Goodwill, and I actually thrifted good pants.
Shut up.
Like, good Wrangler
Arizona,
pants.
I feel like, has really good thrift. I went thrifting once, and I didn't really find anything I loved. So I was, like, sad about that.
I feel like it's the area you're in. Because I feel like there are thrift demons out there in Gilbert and Mesa.
They really are.
They be going to those Goodwills. By me.
Oh, I know. I bet they're so fire.
Literally, it's so fire.
I want to drive up to like Flagstaff or something because I bet the thrifts there are like crazy. Like the mountain thrift stores are insane. Colorado. So
good, I'm sure.
No, when I would drive with Tyler up to the mountain towns, the most fire
we
finds.
We should do a trip.
No, we should.
A thrift trip where we go to all these places that would have fire thrift.
You have to come to the Goodwill bins in Colorado because it's not like the Goodwill bins here. It's not over thrifted. It's just a bunch of homeless people, which like a little scary, but just bring Lawrence and Ty.
Yeah.
But Ty and I would go. My favorite denim jacket I've ever worn, 50 cents. Because what you do is you shop and then you just throw it and I think it's like a dollar per pound.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done the bins in Utah and Arizona.
Yeah.
But I literally have found such good stuff at the bins. Like, Nelly is listening to this.
Oh, yeah.
Our favorite jean vest that she has on her mission right now because she took that thing. But you can have it. You can have it for now, but I'm taking that back. It's my turn when you get back. Is from the bins.
Literally. The so jeans, good. Like, at the bins are crazy. It also makes me feel good because I'm like, it goes to the dump. The Goodwill bins is the last resort. Yeah.
Literally.
Like, it literally goes to the dump. So, I thrifted so many baby clothes there for Wes. Like, fire vintage outfits for him.
Lawrence will not let me thrift baby clothes. I'm, like, seeing all these girls with these collections. And I'm, like, I have found the cutest kid stuff. And Lawrence is, like, no, you can't thrift until you're pregnant for baby clothes. I say, huh.
I had the biggest collection ever. Well, before so I even got married. Before I got married.
I think I'm just going to secretly start doing it because he's like, just we don't have space for it. Yeah, he's like, we don't have space for that. Where are we going to put it? And I'm like, a basket. I'll make a basket.
I have girl baby clothes and I'm like, I might not ever have a girl, but.
But if you
do. My friends will. So I'm like,
but if you do, then you're set.
The first thing I ever thrifted for Wes was actually off of eBay, and it was these Tommy Hilfiger overalls. So they were they're so cute.
You still have them?
Yeah, it was a full circle moment when I put them in them for the first time. I was like, I thrifted these 5 years ago, and you're wearing them.
Yeah, I have to get on that because my kids need to have cool clothes.
I know.
And, like, we were going through our clothes literally last night, and Lawrence is like, oh, I don't wear this shirt enough. Like, I don't know if it's the color or something, but it was a dope shirt. Yeah. And I'm like, your kids are going to kill you if you get rid of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, our kids will kill us.
I
like,
look at my mom's old fits, and I'm like, Why don't we have that?
Yeah. So I made him keep a lot of stuff that I'm like, our kids are going to, if we don't wear it, our kids are going to want this.
For sure.
So we have to keep it.
And there's
it.
Like a select piece, like there's a few select pieces that I'm like, my kids are going to want this. Like of my course. Leather jackets, mm-hmm. my jean jackets.
Some of your jeans.
Yeah.
Some, like he has some polos that I'm like, our kids are going to want those.
For sure.
So, yeah. But it's been good. I feel great. It's so good to be home. I'm so excited to get back into my routine.
I know. I bet Pilates is calling your name tomorrow.
Literally, 8 a.m. Catch me tomorrow at Hot Pilates. I'm so pumped. Like, I think I might die because I haven't done it in 2 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's going to feel amazing. I worked out while I was at home. Luckily, my mother is a personal trainer. So she kept me going through some workouts, which was good. I feel good, but there's nothing like Hot Pilates.
No, truly. It's so good.
Yeah, I'm so excited. My parents got a sauna for Christmas.
Ugh.
A sauna and a cold plunge.
A sauna in Arizona just seems like redundant.
Yeah, but
winter months, yes.
Winter months.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I was saunaing, like trying to get my fix of like the hot room, in Hot Pilates. And this sauna was no joke. Like literally, I was dying. I could only last like 10 minutes. And 10 minutes was rough. Like, at the end, I was, like, telling myself to breathe.
Yeah, you're like, I'm seeing stars.
Literally, I'm like, I can't even breathe. And so, yeah, but I'm so excited to go to Pilates and just get in my routine.
Oh, my gosh.
And go, like, even I'm excited to go back to work. I know that's kind of cringe.
But you don't have school.
I know.
You don't have school.
Like, literally, my nights are free. So, if anyone wants to hang out, like, now is the time.
I'm open.
Literally.
Books are open.
My books are open. I can hang out again. Yeah, so truly, I'm so, so excited just to get in a routine.
Oh my gosh, yeah. That's literally me. Like, this last week, Ty was working, like, a couple days and, like, half days and stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel the same way. I'm, like, I'm excited to get back into it and, like, have a schedule. Because we've just been bumming it. Like, we've been going to bed late.
Yeah, it's just a weird in-between. Like, it's, like, okay, this next week, I feel like, okay, back to real life. Like, actually, real life is starting again. So, yeah.
I know.
What'd you do for New Year's? Anything? Fun or just
Ty and I watched two movies back to back. So him and I do this thing where it's like I get to pick a movie for the night and then he gets to pick the movie for the night.
Okay, that's
because we have very different tastes.
Yes.
So he picked Deadpool and Wolverine and then literally why can't I even remember what I picked? But we didn't do anything crazy. Like it was actually a very chill night.
That's good. Those are the best.
Oh, I picked Twisters because I hadn't seen it yet.
Oh yeah.
And
did
so,
you like it?
Yeah. I saw the original, and the original is so boring. So, Twisters was, like, way better.
Yes.
I feel like there's a lot more detail in it. But, no, we just watched two movies back to back. We had to pause halfway through, though, and play some card games. Because I was like, Tyler, my eyeballs are, like, melting after watching this much TV.
Yeah.
So, but that's something Ty and I have been doing. We play King's Corner every single night before bed.
Wait, I don't know if I've played that one.
It's just a two-person card game. So, Ty and I play it in bed every night. And now, every time I play it, because we were playing last night, it makes me tired. Like, the minute we start playing it, because we play it before bed. So, now it's, like, part of our routine. We have the red lights on.
That's so fun.
But this is part of my update. I'm low-key getting into poker right now.
Okay.
We have to do a poker night.
Let's do it.
Because
we have chips.
Wait. Ty does, too.
Okay, perfect.
We need to do it, because it was actually so fun. So, my sister-in-law and her boyfriend came over last night. And her boyfriend loves poker and, like, card games and stuff. So, he was teaching us. He taught us Rummy, which is just a card game, not any, like, poker game. And then he taught us blackjack, poker, And then we taught them how to play King's Corner. And it's like so fun.
I love card games. There's nothing more that I love.
Same. I'm like up for a board game occasionally. But now that I'm a kid, I'm like, I don't have the time to sit down for 4 hours.
Yeah. Lawrence's family, board game family. My family is a card game family. Like, yeah. I love a card game.
Same. Have you ever played Nerds?
Rachel, when I tell you that is my favorite game. On my birthday, I force everybody in my life to play a game of Nerds because...
Wait, we didn't play Nerds this last year.
I know. We had no time. We were throwing a party. Yeah, that sucks. Actually. I make everybody play because I love that game. And my Yes. And my family hates it because...
No. Ty and I love that game.
Okay, I will come play with you guys. We'll play. Any day of the week, I will be there to play Nerds.
And now your nights are open.
Literally. Me and Ashlyn, when I lived with my cousin Ashlyn, we would play Nerds every night. And one night, we were playing Nerds. We literally got the cops called on us because we were so loud, apparently, to the people underneath. Like, we would play on the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and we would just be, like, throwing in. There's all those piles.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Like, me and Ash would play so much
Nerds. Does Lawrence like to play?
No, Lawrence hates Nerds because why? I beat him. That's why. He's a bad sport. And if he loses in games, he's like, oh, I hate this game. I'm like, yeah, it's because you're bad at it.
No, literally, I love Nerds because my brothers are, like, they love strategy games. And Nerds is like luck, card counting, and solitaire.
And you have to just like be have quick with your eyes.
No, and they're not like that. So they hate it. And it's the only game I can beat them in. Ty isn't very good at it, but he's a really good sport and still plays.
Oh,
I think he's
I
Nerds once. I think he's only done it once. But my family. Nerds. We should go do. Okay, I don't know if anyone here like local to Utah knows about like East Canyon, but it's in. Where is it at?
Morgan.
Morgan, Utah.
Yes, I love
We should
Morgan.
Go to the cabin and bring a bunch of card games.
Card games.
That would be yes. so fun because that's where my family plays Nerds is we do the summer every year and like we go up there and we play Nerds. My sister-in-law is cracked at it. Actually, dude, my sister is cracked at it too.
I want to play everybody. Next time invite me, you have a Nerds night. No, I will. I'm coming over.
I'll have you come up because
that
10
game
people.
Is my shiz.
There's 10 people playing.
Yeah, it's so fun.
And it's crazy and we're screaming.
Yes. So awesome.
No, literally, it's overwhelming, but it's so good. I love it. Okay, I didn't know that about you.
Oh my gosh, I'm the biggest card game person ever.
Wait, we should start throwing like card game nights.
Literally,
like,
we should.
Once a month or something. That would be
so
really
fun. I used to have an Uno club in high school.
Friggin', no, you did not.
Okay,
Lore.
On my life, I had a Uno club. It was the Uno Extreme, or what's it called, where you click the button and it shoots the cards at you.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Yeah, so I would host an Uno night, like an Uno, but only certain people were in the club.
Okay.
And then they would post on their Instagram, like, I got invited to the Uno night or whatever. And then people would be messaging me, like, how do I get in this club? Like, all this stuff. I'm like.
Why? I feel like nobody talks about card games. It's
literally. They're underrated.
No.
And
it's such a good. We didn't even explain what this episode is about.
Literally, this ties in
to our episode. Our episode is about getting out of the winter blues, like winter funk.
Yes.
We'll get into that, but we still have a couple more updates. But
this is a great thing to do if you're feeling the blues.
Get
a
into
card
games.
Game with your
Tyler,
friends.
Tyler got his poker set on Facebook Marketplace. Or actually, I think he got it at Goodwill. And it was like brand new mint condition. So he was just like, slay, I've never played. He never played poker, but he wanted to get into it.
Yeah.
And it's super easy. You don't even need chips. You can totally play with like. With something
Cheerios.
Else. Yeah, literally like
literally
different
anything.
Snacks, like whatever.
Yeah, we played poker for Lawrence's Christmas party. And that was the first time I've ever played like blackjack or anything like that.
Blackjack's so funny.
It's really fun.
It's just truly luck.
Literally.
Unless you know how to do card counting.
And if you're good at like bluffing.
Oh, for sure.
Like you have to be good at that. I'm not, so.
No.
I'm like, you can read on my face. I'm lying to
Tyler's
you.
Tyler's like. I'm like, okay, king, whatever.
Literally, card game's so fun. We played so much these last few weeks. So
that was something,
good.
That's like one of my updates, though, is Ty and I play King's Corner before bed every single night.
I love it.
Also, we should play a game before I leave.
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, my other thing is, we went to Arizona. When I tell you Wes was the most angel freaking child in the whole world on that plane.
I love it.
It was empty. I don't know how.
That's kind of crazy.
December 22nd, we're flying at 5 p.m., empty. Guess who's on my flight? Emily Kaiser.
Oh my gosh, I forgot. You texted me that.
I see her in the terminal walking.
This is on the way home.
This is on the way home, by the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see her walking. I'm in Arizona flying to Utah. And I see her walking, and I just was like, I'm going to go up and say hi to her. Like, she seems so nice. So I go up to her, and I said, oh my gosh, I've been following you since you had 40,000 followers. I'm obsessed with you, which she has, like, 3 million now.
I know. She's so cute, and she's pregnant.
She is the nicest person. Yay. She looks, I don't know how, better in real life.
Really? Okay.
Just like Demi.
She's, like, glowing still.
Glowing. Pregnancy glow. Her
skin is, like, so good right now.
Trig is so sweet. Such a good child. And her husband's so nice, too. He was talking to me, too. I was like, what the?
Cute.
And then I was like, okay, cool. She walks down, and we were eating. And then we are, like, the last people to get on the flight because I'm like, I'm not going to put West on this flight. He's running around.
Yeah,
last minute.
Yeah, totally.
And she comes up to me and goes, are you on this flight? I said, yeah. She goes, oh, my gosh, we are, too. And then she posted on her story and was like, that was the worst boarding experience ever.
I don't know,
but I think like there was like a 20-minute delay.
Oh.
And I think it was like something to do with her or like Trig. I don't know. Oh, like something was happening.
That's stressful.
And she was like really stressed out. And I just wanted to like DM her, but like she's not gonna freaking see my DM. Like whatever.
Yeah, she has 3 million.
But she's so cool. Like
she
doesn't.
That's so good.
Like she literally was just her and I were chatting it up. She's like, "Oh, is this your
airline?"
Kid? Delta. You know, she's in Comfort Plus.
Of course. She's on
I'm in
Delta.
The back. I'm in the back.
But Delta for you guys is bougie. Do you have
a card?
Well,
we have a Sky Miles card. Okay. And we get 2 free checked bags.
Yeah, that's
so
nice.
I'm like.
Me and Lawrence flew Delta one way to Kansas. Best flight of my life.
No.
I'm like, why am
TV
I not flying Delta?
The TV is fire. So many snacks. They give you as many snacks as you want. So back to Wes being an angel. Sorry, we got sidetracked.
Oh, yes.
But I've just been. Last year, I was running into like random celebrities. Like B-list celebrities. Like Emily Kaiser, I feel like, is a B-list celebrity.
Yeah,
and like Demi from Secret Lives of Mormon Wives ran into her at the pumpkin patch. But also, I feel like Utah has so many influencers here.
Yes.
But no, West, our flight was empty, so he got his own seat and he just watched Minions 4 or Despicable Me 4 by himself the whole flight. Didn't make a peep. He was angelic.
Wow.
He was so good. The flight home, angel. He was so good. And he had to sit on our laps.
He didn't have a seat?
No.
Oh my god.
Because kids under 2 can be
lap.
But I was like, Tyler, what the heck? And he's like, I don't know. And the last time I was on a flight with West, I flew home by myself and he was really good. But like, West is just a very like
active
baby. Mm-hmm. So I was shook that he was on this flight. He also doesn't get a ton of screen time. So maybe it was just the fact that Ty and I were like free reign.
Watch a movie.
Yeah. Our rule is like when we're traveling, we're not parenting, we're surviving. Like, it's just like, don't even try to expect your child to be well-behaved. And
I can't even
he surprised
imagine.
Us. And the other thing was, Ty and I got freaking COVID. And it sucked so bad. And we were waiting for Wes to wake up in the middle of the night and just be, like, coughing and dying. No, he never got sick. And I was
so nice.
I was like, God is smiling down on me right now.
Literally, it's such a blessing.
I know.
A sick baby at Christmas is never fun. So.
No. That's good. it was fun. We got home that same night. I took Christmas down. I was like, screw this.
Did it feel so nice?
Yes. And Ty and I just slept for like
good.
3 days straight.
That's so good.
We
you
were just,
that.
Yeah, we, I went to bed one night at like 8:30. I felt like Reagan and Budge. They go
literally.
Bed early. I was felt like a
we
granny.
We were in bed last night at 8:30.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
See?
And Lawrence is like, Reagan, it's only 8:30. And I'm like, I know. And he's like, we got to watch something. So then we like watched something. But we went to bed probably at like 9:30.
No, that's so nice.
Guys, it's so amazing. And everybody needs to do it. We need to sleep, guys.
No, we really do.
We need to sleep. We can't be staying up late.
No, I know.
In 2025, Rachel.
Do you have any other updates?
We need to sleep.
I know.
Okay. Promise me you're going to
2025
sleep.
is, no, because I'll text Reagan at 2 a.m. and she's
like.
She's like, I'm halfway through REM for the whole night.
Like, and Rachel's like, I know you're not awake, but and she's Marco following me. And she's just running all over her house. I'm like, go to sleep, Rachel. You don't need to be, I don't even know what you're doing, making a candle at 2 a.m.
No, literally. I'm like, Martha Stewart era. And you're like, you're taking years off your life, girl.
Literally, I'm like, we're going to sleep in 2025,
no.
guys.
I know.
But no, literally my update was I'm back home and I'm ready to get into routine. So let's do it.
Yeah. Because I feel like my last update is that I made blinds. I saw this TikTok thing.
Oh, yes.
I made Roman shades. Gorgeous.
Cute. So
they
cute.
Look so good in the kitchen. It makes it so homey.
And is it easy to like pull down
yes.
and put up? Okay.
It's so easy.
Good.
Which like I don't need to pull down or put up because I have those.
That light coming in the kitchen is nice.
Yeah.
During the day. So.
Because. So basically my house faces the sun at nighttime and my neighbors could quite literally see into my kitchen. And when we moved in, I was still pumping. So I would be like pumping and I'm like, oh, these people can like see into my kitchen.
Yeah.
So we put in these like, there's like, like stickers, and it like makes it look like faux glass type thing, like privacy glass. So we have those in there, and it also helps because the sun would be blinding me when I'd be cooking. So like I'm keeping them up. The Roma shades honestly are just for like
aesthetic
vibes.
Yeah,
make the kitchen look more homey,
cutie. Yeah,
but no, and it was so easy. The Roma shades I wanted, $400 at freaking CB2. I was like, cool.
Yeah, no.
So I made them for like $25.
Hey guys, sorry for the brief intermission, but today's episode is sponsored by Life Seasons.
Guys, it's winter time. The sun isn't producing as much vitamin D, and if you're living in Utah, it doesn't produce any until February. So we're just going to be sad and upset. But Life Seasons has a hack for you.
Yes, we're so excited. The vitamin D supplement at Life Seasons is a melt. It's lemon flavored. You can take it every morning to make sure you're feeling your best.
I got my blood work done, and even in the summertime, I'm vitamin D deficient, so I take 5,000 IU a day, which is just 5 melts. It's perfect. I just pop them in and go on with my day, and I'm feeling so good. And if you want 15% off, you can use the code R&R15. We'll link it in the show notes, and we'll make sure to put it on our Shop My.
We love Life Seasons, and we know you will too. Thanks so much.
Wow. I love it.
I know. That was my last update. But
and they're so cute.
I do feel like you saying we're sleeping in 2025 is a great segue into what we're talking about.
Yes, totally. We're talking about getting yourself out of those winter blues, ladies and funk. Gentlemen. Yeah, and the funk that you get in, and just like, it always hits me around January, February, like end of January, beginning of February, because it's still cold. And like when Christmas comes, it's fine because there's so many things to do around Christmas.
And you're being cozy and you're busy. You're running like a chicken with his head cut off. Like you're just like
shopping, getting stuff done, visiting family or with your loved ones. Like
people are taking finals. Like it's crazy.
Yes, it's crazy time. And there's so much to do. Christmas lights, go ice skate. Like, you know, all the
we're
Christmas
making cookies.
We're drinking hot chocolate, all of that. But February, what are we doing? Like, why is it still butt cold and gray
outside? While I'm going to my Galentine's Day party.
Literally, why is it gray and freezing?
No. Tell me why. Yesterday felt like the longest day of my whole life. The sun went down at 5. An hour later, Ty goes, it's only 6. I was like, yeah. He's like, it's been dark for 12 years. No.
It's at least we're on the up and up, right?
No, we are.
It's getting lighter. It's staying lighter longer.
The shortest like daylight was, I think, December 21st.
Yes, something like that.
I think that's like the winter solstice.
The darkest day or whatever. I don't really know.
So that does make me feel better because like the sun is going down later.
Later and later. So we'll be.
It's not 9 o'clock yet. Every day at 9, I'm like, well, the sun would be going down right now. Every day.
And I'm asleep at 9.
No, I'm like, how did you play pickleball with us at 9 o'clock when your bedtime's 8:30?
Yeah, but
the summertime's different.
It's different.
It's like, so different.
The sun being up keeps you like awake. Like
no, and you and Budge really are onto something. So before I preface this, because we're gonna be like, do all these things. I did read a study, and it talked about how in a lot of cultures around the world, people sleep. Their work hours are a lot shorter because they are like wintertime is for rest. And resting and going to bed early, and like the sun is going down, and like before we had like blue light and things that could keep the lights on and stuff like that, people would go down with the sun. And so it's like, you're gonna listen to all of this, but just prefacing it, if you are feeling like sleeping and that's what's best for you,
totally.
And like you need to recharge and energize after the holidays and you're just exhausted. Because it is intimidating when everyone's
totally.
Like, for New Year's, I'm running a marathon. And you're
literally.
Like, what the? I'm
New
tired.
New Year's resolutions going crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a lot to process. So it's, if your body's telling you, you need to take a break.
Or just go to bed earlier.
Yeah.
You're not missing out. You don't need to be doing crafts at 12 o'clock like me. Because I'm psycho. And I'm an insomniac or something like that.
No, you just can stay up so late. I don't know how you do it. I just can't, or I'm going to be so mean tomorrow. Like, it's not going
to
be pretty.
Maybe I'm just always mean, and if I went to bed earlier, I wouldn't be this
No,
way.
You're not mean.
No, my family were night owls. My dad actually
texted
all of us and was like, hey, when we get together this year, we can't be staying up till 4 a.m. Like, he's like, I'm putting in a curfew. Because he's like, I have an 8-year-old at home. Like, he can't be staying up this late. Because my youngest brother is like 9, I guess. And he's like, he wants to stay up. So my dad put in a curfew because my family, we can stay up.
You guys
so
are crazy.
Late.
Okay, so my family's the opposite.
Like, I know, your parents actually, go to bed so early.
My parents go to bed so early, but actually they did amazing at Christmas. They were staying up so late. We were staying up late. But the thing is, my parents wake up at 5 a.m. to work out.
Yeah, because they're crazy.
Every day. So that's why they go to bed early, because they're up at 5. So it's like, what? My little brother, I have a younger brother named Van. He is 15. He'll be 16 in March.
15. He's going to be driving?
Yeah, he has his permit right now.
Holy, that's kids so weird.
He would stay up till 4 in the morning every night I was there. And he wouldn't wake up till 1 the next day. Yeah. So I swear I never saw him. I'm like, oh, finally, you're awake, bro? We've been doing stuff for hours.
That is so, there is a change in my family where before you have kids, you're up with the, like, you're going from the 4 a.m. You're sleeping from 4 a.m. to, like, 4 p.m. And it's like, the siblings who have kids, they're up at 7 with the kids. Yeah. And they're like, cool, haven't ever seen you this whole trip. That's seriously another reason. That's why my dad's like, we have to hang out as a family. The family's divided. So everyone has to go to bed as well.
Yeah, because the younger kids don't go to sleep till 4 in the morning.
Yeah. So, totally. No, my dad is a freaking night owl. But that's my mom wakes up early. Yeah. So she's up with the grandkids.
Yeah.
Like, if she had it her way, my dad would wake up early with her, but he doesn't.
Yeah.
He would probably wake up at 10 every day if he could.
That's so awesome.
I know.
Yeah, literally, we were up. We did stay up late, which I'm, like, proud of my parents. And they were still up early, so, like,
go there. No, I saw your B-reels, and I was like, oh, 10 o'clock. Budge is awake by the campfire.
Literally. No. I'm so bad at B-reel.
I know.
I never am real.
Budge is on that.
Lawrence is very good at B-reel. I'm so bad at B-reel.
I know.
Okay,
but now we can get into it. I just wanted to preface it. I don't want you to listen to this and feel intimidated or let down or, like, guilty in any way. It's just, like, listen. It's about being intuitive.
Totally. Listen to your body.
But if you are sick of sleeping, we have tips for you.
Yes.
And how to get out of this funk. The first one being spend time outside. And I started this before I felt the winter funk. Because, like, right now, I was telling Ty, I was like, okay, it's hitting.
Yes.
And it hits so hard.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because I was sick over Christmas and I felt like I didn't do any of the fun things. But before, in October, I was like, okay, I'm going to get ahead of this. So I would look at when the sun was setting and I would go out 30 minutes before with West, and him and I would go on a walk. And we would walk until the sun would go down. No matter the weather, which luckily it's been really mild.
Yeah, it hasn't been dumping snow, so it's, like, been chill.
Yeah, I'm like, if there was snow, it'd be a different story. Mm-hmm. But him and I have gone out, like, almost every single night before Christmas, before the sun would go down. And it's, like, good for your circadian rhythm. It felt good. It's, like, you just gotta bundle up.
Yeah, I was gonna say, now this is something I'm not good at. Now, this is something I don't be doing and that I need to start.
You do.
Is putting on a jacket, Reagan. You ever heard of a jacket? You ever heard of a beanie?
I know, she's like, it's a cold. Scarf? I'm like,
socks? A beanie on. Shoes? Like, gloves. No, clearly I have it. I'm in my shorts and my t-shirts. No, I need to put on clothes and go outside.
No, literally, it does help. It also, I feel like I'm more motivated because Wes asked to go outside. He literally is like, outside, walk, and now he wants to. So I'm like, okay, I'm either going to have a screaming toddler or we're going to go outside. So that's great motivation for me, but it helps so much. And it makes the day, like, you get the most out of your day by spending it outside when the sun's going down. And for me, I'm like, okay, now when I go outside, I'm like, wait, the sun's setting later and later. Like, it makes me feel better.
That's true.
So
even if it's, like, 20 minutes.
No, right? It's literally, like, 15 to 30 minutes, depending on West. Because there's a track by our house, so we just walk there. So and then he, like, runs around. And then when he's done, we just go back home and I make dinner. But for me, it's, like, get outside and, like,
do something. Like, go just step out of your house.
Literally. And that's, like, I feel like that helps a lot, too.
Even if it's low-key to, like, walk around Target.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Just outside of your house. Just,
like, outside of your house can make you feel better.
Yeah.
If put on a little bit of mascara and, like, leave your
house. Curl your lashes and put Aquaphor on them. Like, do whatever you need to be done. Wes and I will go to Costco and walk around.
Yeah. Get those samples.
No. My friend, life hack, she was like, I walk around IKEA.
True.
She gets so many steps and she goes, I go get a hot dog and walk around IKEA. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna try that this week.
Yeah. I know, because it's like a big space to walk around, but you're inside.
Yeah. Another thing that I've been doing, and this is kind of a New Year's resolution, is when Wes has his nap, I'm kind of stuck at home, but I have a walking pad, so I've been walking while watching movies. So nice.
I need one of those.
I know. I need mine. I've been trying to get rid of it.
I know, but why? You're using it.
I'm only using it because I'm like, we just have it. I might as well. But like, but I
you
don't
aren't you going to be sad when you get rid of it?
No. I'm just like, eh.
Like, I feel like I need to do that when I watch my movies and stuff. Like, sit and just walk.
Oh, I'll just sit and like, watch my movie. Because I'm trying to watch a bunch of movies. Ty's like a huge movie guy. And like, I'm trying to understand some of the references. And so I just like, watch movies during nap time.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I can also just take the monitor with me and walk around the block.
That's true.
What I would do in the summertime. I just am being lazy and don't want to go outside when it's cold.
Yeah. But so, a walking pad is so nice. So that's a great investment.
It is.
If
it
you
is.
Want one for the
I've
new
had
year.
It for a couple of years, but I'm just like, I'm just trying to find a way to use it until I can get rid of it.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
I know I need to buy that from you. If you're going to get rid of it, I need to do that because I would love it.
You would. Absolutely.
Even if I'm like working from home.
Oh, yeah. I got it because I got pregnant and I didn't want to just be sitting all day working.
Yeah.
So I got it so I could walk and I just want to get like 8,000 to 10,000 steps in a day.
How do you track that? Do you have a watch? Apple mm-hmm. Watch? Oh, yeah. See, I was just telling Lawrence today, you need to let me take your Apple Watch to Hot Pilates so I can see how many calories I'm burning.
No, I know. I want an Oura ring, but I'm like, I don't need to spend $500.
It's crazy. They're so expensive.
I know.
But everybody that has one loves one.
I know. And I think the Apple Watch looks so ugly.
Yeah, but when you're working out, it's fine.
Oh, yeah. But like I can't get my steps in. So I literally just wear it on my ankle when I walk around so that nobody can see it.
Because
I have like an elastic band on it.
Okay.
So it's like hidden. Because I have like a literal permanent indent on my wrist. And I'm like, screw this. This is gross. And I feel like it tracks my steps better because it's on my foot.
Yeah.
Because like sometimes I'll be on TikTok on my walking pad and it's like not tracking the steps. But
TikTok and the walking pad, everybody.
Guys, we talked about this last week. I have had my screen time. Like, Tyler has the passcode, and I don't know the passcode.
And you've been doing good?
I've been doing good. I haven't asked for more time.
Good job.
On Saturdays and Sundays, it's free reign, because, like, okay, I'm just at home. But Monday through Friday, and my screen time is down so much.
Oh, my gosh.
It makes me
good.
Feel better. I do feel better about that.
Good.
And I've been journaling more.
Good.
So, I did want to update on that. It's hard, though.
It's so hard.
I'm like, this is embarrassing how hard this is for me.
Yeah, sadly, my screen time won't be going down because of work, but I'm going to do the thing I said, on Sundays.
Yeah, no screen time.
No screen time on Sundays.
That's so smart.
And, yeah, so I'm excited about that. Okay, the next thing, I'm just going to go off the one I said, okay?
Yeah.
Is that fine?
Yeah.
Okay, the next thing is stay social. I feel like it's easy to just, like, stay in your house and, isolate yourself mm-hmm. in the winter because it's dark, it's cold, you just want to stay home. But it's good to still stay social, whether that's like making a group like I did last year. I was like so in the funk. I made cookbook club. I got a bunch of girls together. We did a cookbook club every month. It's so fun. I need to revive it. I've just been so busy with school that I haven't done it in a while. So I need to revive that. So something like that, book club, cookbook club.
So we
card games like we just said would be so
fun. We need to
fun.
Start a card game night.
Yes.
We got to do that. But something that my friends did in Colorado, they called it Foo Raft, and it's food and crafts. And
fun.
What you would do is at the beginning of the year, you get a big group together and you would assign someone each month and we would get together and someone would teach a craft.
Craft that month.
And then everybody else would bring food.
That's so fun.
It is so fun. I want to do that.
Yeah.
We should do that instead of cookbook club.
Yeah, maybe we need to turn it into that.
Because that way you get food and crafts.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I can just do my own separate thing. I don't want to impose. But
no, that's
that for me helped so much in having something to look forward to. And honestly, I'm a calendar girly.
Same.
I have to have it on the calendar. So
same.
Ty and I, we calendar every week together. And low-key, I schedule an activity, like one activity a week for the rest of the month. Because I need something to look forward to in the wintertime.
Totally.
I need to be like, okay, it's Tuesday, and I know on Friday that I'm going to do this fun activity.
With, my friends. Yeah, so stay social. Try to, like, still go on dates, like, do a double date, do a triple date, like, get out with your friends. Even if it's to do a craft, eat something, anything.
Card night.
Card night, game night.
Ty and I are doing the ABC date nights this year.
Yes, I'm excited to see what
you
guys
do. So we're doing
do.
The arcade with you guys.
Okay, yes.
Right,
we
are we
do
doing
that.
Nickel City?
Yes, we need to put that on our calendars.
Yeah.
Let's do that today.
Yeah. So we're doing arcade. Ty picked that one. And for B, I'm like, I have no idea.
B.
I know. I'm like homemade butter.
Books. Bookstore.
Barnes and Noble.
Barnes and Noble. Oh, you could go to the bookstore. That would be so fun.
Well, we should find like a cute small bookstore. Mm-hmm. But that's another fun thing to do. Like you could do an ABC date with yourself.
Literally.
Like that just gets you out of the routine. Because I feel like what happens is Christmas happens and you're out of your routine and it's fun and you're doing so many things. And then January happens and you're excited for your routine, but it's cold. It's dark. It's gloomy.
How am I going to get into these things? Yeah.
So that's a really good.
Totally.
Staying social.
Yeah.
A couple other things was red light therapy. That can be expensive. And, like, you can buy the smaller box versions. But they also have things called happy lights. I don't know the science behind it, so don't get mad at me. But it, like, mimics the sun.
Oh, cool.
Basically, I had one in high school because my mom noticed I would get really bad winter blues.
Yeah.
And so I would have my happy light going while I would do my makeup.
Oh, that's so fun.
And so I would do that in the mornings. So you can look into that. That is kind of an investment.
Yeah, like how much are the red light?
The red light ones, panel, my friend just bought one and it was $700.
Oh, okay. So.
But they also have like red light face masks. Mm-hmm. And I don't, the thing is I just don't know the research or science behind it and how
red
like,
light
effective it is. No, or just like, like certain brands. Oh, like I don't know how much you'd need to spend for it to actually work.
Yes, true.
But I just know it's going to be an investment regardless.
You can also go to the tanning bed.
Reagan!
No, you can go and just get into the red light beds. They have a bed that's just red light, okay. No tan.
Okay, I'm
And I do that because I have eczema, and red light really helps with eczema, if you didn't know that. So I do go to the tanning beds, and I do get in just the red light bed without the tan.
Okay.
There I'll is tell that thing.
Did I tell you Ty went to the tanning beds?
Yeah, and he said he had a terrible experience I saw in his story. What happened to him?
Yeah, Tyler has never been to a tanning bed. But here's...
Which is very intimidating, I must say. When I went for the first time, I was scared. I'm like, what am I doing?
Okay, but I get a FaceTime call. And Ty's like, so what do I do? And I was like, what do you mean, what do you do? I said, go lay down in the bed and shut the door.
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean? It's pretty simple. And he's like, I don't know. And I said, well, some of them do have buttons. You'll get in and you'll press the button.
Start, yeah.
Yeah, like you press start.
You can like do the fan.
And he goes, she told me I can go in naked. And I was like, don't do that for your first time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do cover. Not go in naked.
Put like, on your undies.
Yeah, put your undies on.
Yeah.
And Ty goes to Planet Fitness, so it's not... It, and, like, he gets a free tanning bed membership. So it's not, like, the highest quality.
Yeah.
He also did not have tanning oil or, like the tanning lotion. And I'm like...
And okay. How long did he get in?
10 minutes. His first time.
Ty, no. You needed, like, five.
But the thing that's confusing to me is Tyler is the research... King. He researches everything before he does it. So I thought he did that. So I didn't preface anything. And he was like, it's not turning on. And he was like, is it going? And I was like, no, you'll know when it goes. Like there's air and like you light, can see the lights. Like you'll feel it. And he's like, huh? And I said, okay, get out and go ask the girl. And like right before he left, it was like, tan starting now. Like really loud. And he was like, it like scared him.
Oh no.
And so he goes to lay down full 10 minutes first time.
No, Ty.
I think his skin is permanently damaged. He still has an insane tan line, and it's been 2 weeks. It is, like, tan line. I'm like, did you burn your skin forever for life? I'm like, you might have just gotten skin cancer.
He literally needed to go in for maybe 5 minutes. And
maybe.
Like, at the lightest.
He was fried.
I'm annoyed at the girl that put him in there.
He said, he even said he was like, this is my first time. She's like, yeah, just go in and lay down.
I need to have a talk with that girl because she's dumb.
No, I was so mad. And Tyler's like, I didn't know. And I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't go in for 10 minutes until I'd done it for months. Because I was addicted to tanning beds when I lived in Idaho because I was depressed. So I know. And he just is like, that ruined the experience. So I'm going to tell him about the red light.
Yes, there is just a red light bed. And it has no tan in it. And it's just like good, brings the good endorphins. It's good for your skin, your acne, your scarring, all then those things. Do that.
Because I was like, tanning beds fix my skin, but it was because of the red light probably.
Yep, definitely.
So.
It's good for acne and acne scarring and eczema. It's really good. So, red light will make you feel better.
I'm
low-key being tan will make you feel better also. So, self-tan, get a spray tan, do what you must.
Oh,
for my girls out there, this will make you feel like a new woman.
Guys, Reagan has me. I'm doing self-tan tonight.
Okay, good.
Because I'm on a schedule now.
Good.
My everything shower is the day before I self-tan.
Good.
So, because I'm like,
you got to schedule it and you got to do something. Yeah, because
and it does. It makes me feel good every time. And you know what's a life changer?
It'll change your life.
Self-tanning powder. You put it on so it doesn't crease.
Oh, wow.
Because my neck creases oddly enough. Okay. And, like, it's so that your hands don't get weird creases and stuff like that. But this girl I follow, I'm actually friends with her. She's, like, it's called, her Instagram name is, like, The Claire Necessities.
Okay.
But she did her whole, like, self-tan breakdown. And she was like, guys, the powder's game-changing.
Wait, you got to link that.
I will. I'll post it on my story. I love
it. And put
her.
It in our shop, my.
Yeah. I'll share all of it. But that was something else. Like, if you're talking, so like, cool. You want to feel good about the way that your body looks.
Totally.
Self-tan in the wintertime.
If you want to feel confident.
Winter uglies are a real thing.
Totally.
And guess what?
What?
I scheduled my hair appointment, and I'm going blonde, baby.
Okay, I literally was stalking your Instagram today, and I was sitting there, and I was like, Lawrence, Rachel needs to be blonde for the rest of her life because there's some pictures of you with dark hair.
No, if I die and I'm in between hair cycles, someone put a blonde wig on my head or bleach my dead body.
You're gonna come for me because I know you're trying to grow out your hair.
Cut it.
The bob is so cute.
I know. Who said it the other day?
The bob is so good.
My sister-in-law, Alyssa, was like, the bob is so good.
It
looks
so
cute.
Good. I was literally looking at like photos of you, and I was like,
wait, now I'm like, what pictures are you looking at?
Like, literally, I was just scrolling on your Instagram, and low-key the bob, Rach. I think you need to do it.
I know. I want to grow it out one more time, and I think I'll cut it at the end of summer, because during summer, I have to have it off my neck.
Yeah, is it nice to be short in the summer?
No, I want it to be long in the summer.
Oh, you want
it
to be long.
So I'm going to probably cut it next, like, September or something.
Yeah, it's so cute.
Because Ty also wants me to have long hair because he's never seen it be long.
Oh, okay.
Like, this is the longest time
I know, it's true. You have had short hair for so long. Like, literally, I'm, like, scrolling back and, like.
Which is weird because you met me and my hair was, like, I know. It looks so good.
Oh, my gosh. You're so.
I will say short hair.
You're so brave.
I know. Short hair is more maintenance
than long
hair.
And you have good. Yeah. You have good willpower. Like, me being, like, cut your hair and you're, like, no, I'm going to grow it out till the summer. I'm, like. Good for you, because if somebody else is like, Reagan, you need to cut your hair again, I'd be like, oh, get the scissors. Like, I am like, oh, do you think I need to cut my hair? Okay, I'll do it.
No, I will say, Ty and I went back, because Ty is my number one supporter. He would be like, sure, shave your head. Because he's just like, if you want to do that, do that.
Yeah.
And I love that about him. It was like, it's what gravitated. What am I trying to say? It's what I gravitated towards when I met him. Is
yes.
He just very much so is like, be who you are and do what you want to do.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
But he did say he's like the blonde. He's like, I met you with blonde short hair. It's what I fell in love with. It looks so good. And I was looking
back. Yeah, because see, this is you with dark hair.
And it's cute. It's fine.
It's so cute. You look so cute.
But it's not me.
But
it's not me.
Yeah.
And I have an identity crisis. And guess what? Wintertime, when I'm already feeling ugly, is not the time to have an identity crisis.
No.
It'll send me into a spiral.
We need to go back to what we know
my roots.
Works.
And by my roots, I don't mean the dark color on my head. I'm talking about bleach blonde. And I'm doing a full. Because I do a full, and then I do a partial in between each one.
Okay, good.
So my hair is really dark right now, because underneath is, like, completely brown.
Yeah.
So she's going to trim. I think I'm going to have her take an inch off, because, like, I just need a good haircut.
Yeah.
But, no, I'm so excited. So, February... Y'all
see
any women. Well, it's actually, I think it's January 25th.
Ugh, I'm so excited for you.
So,
getting
you'll
your hair
see me
done
the next
is the
day.
Best.
We'll record and you'll be like.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Yeah, getting your hair done is the best feeling ever. So, also, yeah, maybe that's another thing. I know we're like, spend money.
Yeah.
And we all just spent all our money, but low-key getting your hair done helps.
I spent money on other people. It's time to invest in myself.
Amen.
No, I do truly, like, my hair, I haven't gotten it done since July. Like, that's a long time.
Yeah.
But I've just
and you're blonde, so
I
it's
know.
Like, yeah.
I just have to do the upkeep, and I finally live next to my hair girly, so it hits so hard, the blonde does. Is that how you feel when you get it toned?
Yes, and guess what? I got all the stuff to do it at home, because my girl, I love my girl so much, but it's like $100 for her to just wash my hair and put the toner in it.
Yeah, like I can do that.
Like, literally, I can do that.
Yeah.
Like, so I got all the stuff, so I'm going to do it tomorrow because I have
work. Wait, film it.
Okay, well, I'm like scared though, low key. Like, are people gonna cancel me because I'm doing my own hair? Like, no, toning my own
nobody
hair?
Nobody cares. Everybody does that. I think people cancel you if you bleach your own hair because that's risky. Your hair will fall out.
Like, you know how it just gets light?
I feel like toning doesn't. It's not that dangerous. You'll be fine. It'll look good
too. Just gets light. Like, this is way lighter than my roots. So I just need to tone the bottoms of it. Anyway, so yeah, that's how I feel when I get my hair toned. It's like amazing. I'm like, oh, thank goodness I don't look like a clown because my hair turns orange. Yeah. I feel like.
I do feel like a big part of winter funk is the winter uglies. So like self-tanning, maybe go get a trim. Maybe tone your hair yourself. Reagan, we'll let us know if that's what we should do.
I did, like, ask my girl everything.
Yeah.
And she let me borrow. So, if the hair girls are listening to this, don't cancel me. She let me borrow her, like, Cosmo card or whatever so I could scan. Like,
every hair girl I know lets their friends borrow theirs.
And so, she let me borrow it. And she's like, this is exactly what you do. So, I bought all the right stuff. Like, literally, I'm doing exactly what she does.
How much is it going
to
cost you?
It cost me, like, $55 to get all the stuff.
But now you can
do it. But now I can do it, like, probably five times.
Oh my gosh.
And one time would have cost me $100.
No. That's so worth it. Saving money.
It's worth it. I am saving money and I'm really excited. But yeah, winter uglies, these are all things you can do to help if you're feeling a little down. I also, sorry, another thing to spend your money. My mom also gave me a lash lift and tint.
Oh my, and it looks so good.
Guys, when I tell you my lashes have never looked better, I mean it. Literally get a lash lift and tint. I have a girl here that does it and she does amazing too. So like,
I know.
It's so nice, guys. Like, you wake up and I don't have to put on any makeup. I also got my eyebrows
laminated
and tinted. And to say I was nervous is an understatement. Like,
it
I got
so good. You were talking on Marco Polo and I literally was like, Reagan, they look amazing.
You're so nice. And my mom says the same thing. I just have never tinted or dyed my eyebrows, okay?
Yeah.
I've never done that. Like, how you dye your eyebrows?
Yeah.
I never do that, okay?
Oh my gosh,
I need to.
So
this was the first time I did it. And so it was kind of like a jump scare to me because I don't recognize myself with tinted brows, like dyed to actually match my hair and everything. And it makes it look way fuller. Like, I'm like, oh, wow, she has eyebrows. Like, I feel like my eyebrows look full like yours now, finally.
No,
and
they look like, so good. That's why I dye mine.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, so I cracked the coat. That's it, Reagan?
No, and you it's so easy. That. I'll dye yours. I think ours is the same color, oddly enough.
Yeah, literally.
It's so easy. You go buy a... Well, I mean, you could go have a lady do it, but if you want to be cheap and, like, frugal, I go buy men's beard dye, and it's $7, and I've had the same one for a year.
My sister-in-law does that, too, and it, like, her brows look so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mostly did it because I did want the lamination, and my mom was like, let me just do it to you, and I got it for free, so.
Yeah.
But, honestly, guys, I'm, like, wearing little to no makeup, and I feel great about myself.
I know, because there's something about the summer, like, being tan, it's just, like, not having to do any effort, waking up feeling glowy and it being warm outside, like, that hits. And in the wintertime, you're like, oh my gosh, I feel so dingy.
dingy.
I do.
So true. Dingy. That is
what is it with me and, like,
I feel
odd
dingy
words?
Literally.
I don't know, but I'm just like having a routine every week, doing self tanner, and like, I right now I need to go get my eyebrows threaded. I go to this place. It's $7 right now to go get your eyebrows threaded.
Yeah, that's so awesome.
And because I don't trust myself to wax myself. Like, I'm like, no.
My
I'm
mom
very,
waxed me.
Yeah, she did a good job. I'm very picky about my eyebrows. So I go to this Indian lady. She does $7. And then I come home and I dye them myself.
Yeah,
but
that's so
I used
awesome.
To laminate my eyebrows. I need to get back on it because you can buy a kit for $30 on Amazon.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, you should do that.
And my only tip is if you do it and you want to dye them, you need to laminate and then dye, because if you dye and then laminate, your eyebrows will turn orange.
Yes.
So I don't know if everybody knows that, but I watched a video on YouTube and that's what they told me. So this is like, that was kind of a side topic because most of these are holistic, but I was like, at the end of the day, I am very...
At the end of the day, it is sometimes about your physical appearance.
Yes.
And girls will be girls, and we're going to do what we must, okay?
Yeah, true.
And I support you.
Yeah. Another thing that I was thinking about is eating in the season. Because this is, like, me being very hippie and witch doctory.
Okay, I love it.
But my mom is so good about eating in the season, and she says it's because those plants that are, like, in season have certain nutrients that you need right now.
Okay.
And so she's like, in the wintertime, you need to be eating, like, a lot of meat, like red meat, because you need iron, and, like, a lot of, like kale has a lot of vitamin C and you need that in the wintertime. Okay. So you can look that up, and that's something that's like pretty easy, but like doing soups and like red meats and stuff like that help a lot in the wintertime. That's something that I was like trying to get into.
Okay.
And another thing that there is so much science to back this up, a vitamin D supplement, guys. And like we've talked about that. That's actually like one of our sponsors. But I will say I've been taking it and it helps. And I notice on the days that I don't take it, I'm like, oh, okay, I feel gross. And then Ty's like, go take your vitamin D supplement. And then I feel so much better. It's like a happy pill.
Good. Yeah.
And it's just because all of us here in Utah are just vitamin D deficient because we haven't seen the sun.
Literally.
So those are like two things that just like being on top of your supplements and your vitamins in the wintertime can really help your mood.
And eating the food that's in the season.
Yeah. Because they have the vitamins
so
you need.
Interesting. I don't think about those things, but yeah. It's so true.
Like right now, like kale is really in season and it has like a lot of vitamin C.
Okay. I need to go get
some. And like
some.
Bell peppers. I don't think they're in season right now, but they do have a lot of vitamin C too. Okay. And I just did stuffed bell peppers the other day and they are so good.
I've never made those, so I need to do that.
I'll send you my recipe.
Okay, do it.
And it has like crazy protein. I'll post that online because Ty and I actually loved it.
Okay.
It was 150 grams or 150 calories with 20 grams of protein.
Wow, that's
I know,
awesome.
And it was really good.
I am trying to get my protein take up. I was texting Rachel about this the other day. Yeah. I'm like, and I know you have the high protein meals, so send them my way.
Yeah, I do have a lot.
We went to Costco and we just got like all the meats and stuff to get our protein in. So I'm excited about that. But yeah, that's a great one. My next one was just like embrace the cozy hobbies. Like kind of like we talked about playing cards, coloring. I've been so into coloring. Like I'll turn on my show and color. It's so therapeutic for me. I love it. So like coloring, painting, journaling, knitting, crocheting, like what all those like cozy fun hobbies, reading, get into those and just embrace the coziness, because sometimes it is hard to get outside. So when you're feeling like I can't get outside but I need to do something other than sit and stare at a screen, try to get into those fun little hobbies.
I know, I feel like winter is time to do all of the things that you want to do in the summer but you just don't have time to do because you're
like
outside.
Scrapbooking,
literally,
we need to do scrapbooking.
I actually just got a laser level so I can do West Room. I'm painting it this week.
That's so fun.
So I'm going to tape it off. Like, that's something that I'm like, I wouldn't want to do in the summertime because I'm like, I want to go outside.
Yeah.
But the wintertime, I'm like, I'm stuck inside anyway, so I might as well paint his room.
Yep.
Same
thing with cleaning your space out. Like, you're stuck inside, so you might as well deep clean.
Crack a window open. Honestly, the other day, my house was feeling so stuffy. And it's because, like, we weren't in there for, like, 2 weeks straight.
Yeah.
So I had to like crack a window open and I was like, oh my gosh, the fresh air just did wonders for me.
Yeah, totally.
So
simple things too. It can be like the simplest things. Is that anything else? Did we have anything else?
No. But if you guys have other things that you feel like help you a lot, I mean, this is what, your third year here? Third winter in Utah? Fourth?
Fourth.
Yeah. So if you guys know of any other tips and tricks, let us know. It was hard coming back home from Arizona. It was like 80 degrees one day.
Literally, I was like, I would go after my workout, I would go just sit in the sun every day. I would just sit in the sun. So yeah, it is going to be an adjustment being back here, but we got this, guys. As I have said before, I'm trying to have a positive attitude about the winter.
You're doing great.
Thank you. So keep the positive vibes up. We're going to start some new fun hobbies and just get in a good routine. Also, like we said in the beginning, moving your body.
It's so important.
Do so much for you. So find a workout class, go on a walk, anything.
At home Pilates, whatever you need.
A YouTube
start a
video.
Podcast. Start That's a podcast. Honestly, this is literally our winter funk.
Literally,
endeavor.
Post on TikTok, post on Instagram, do
Day
something.
In life, whatever you
want to
do.
Literally, whatever you want to do. Start filming. I don't know.
But thank you for rewinding and relaxing with us, and we'll see you next week. Love you guys.
Bye.